booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning.
You mean Frank Morano and Juliet Huddy. For God's sake, the guy, you're on for 5.5 hours. I'm on for 1.5 hours. Is that okay with that guy that I get one little bone thrown at me?
Why do you let these guys get you?
I mean, is it because I think it's absurd. Really, I was going to say age before beauty, which is a lot more accurate.
I think more fame before obscurity. I think that's a lot more accurate.
You are a star, Frank Morano.
In my own brain, that's about it. This is the WABC Early News. I am the name that's mentioned second, Frank Morano. Hello.
I mean, and the funny thing is that I said, "Well, we should just mention your name first." I mean, it sounds better, and yeah, these people do get to me sometimes because it's just you just want to reach through the phone and smack them across.
I mean, look, if Sid Rosenberg had his way, his name would be mentioned.
It would be. And Sid with Julia and Frank, or Frank and Julia.
In parentheses.
Exactly. That's right. With a little asterisk. You can look down at the bottom to see Frank and Julia. Okay, Deb is following breaking news, as you guys heard. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid will be in with sports at 5:15. There's lots of stuff trending today. I don't know if you heard about this yesterday. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a campaign to get New York going again. But I have to say, when you look at some of the things that they're doing, it kind of makes me start thinking, wow, this is really pushing a left-wing agenda. I wonder about that. Maybe not, but we'll see. And I'll get into that shortly. Also, the crisis at the border is getting uglier and more heart-wrenching by the day. And I'll tell you a story about something that happened down there that's just horrific. And a new Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40. The State Department has done a 180. Sid, you're going to have to hear this when it comes to travel to this country.
Oh, boy.
Yep. But is it too little too late? And also, I've got tips for people who are transiting through countries on their way to their final destination. You know, like if you're having a long layover in Amsterdam on your way to Paris or something.
Somebody whose political bias is frequently evident in his traffic reports can be heard every 10 minutes on the sevens, and that is Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning, both of you. And we're starting out on the Cross Bronx on the eastbound side, coming into the Major Deegan Expressway. A disabled truck that's off on the right shoulder, Route 21 southbound, Chester Avenue. Again, an accident. Two lanes out there as well. Long Island Expressway, very heavy and slow. Exit 43 through exit 44. Again, though, moving pothole repair. That should be gone pretty soon. Now, mass transit, pretty much at this point, right on or close to schedule and alternate side, is in effect. And this report is a service of Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Yesterday was such a beautiful day. I took Winnie to the park. It was lovely out. And today is going to be even nicer. 67 degrees is the high. It'll be sunny with some clouds around. But I have to tell you, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, going to be absolutely beautiful. 70 degrees, 72 degrees, just hovering around the low 70s, all three of those days with mostly sunny skies. By Sunday, still going to be around 70, but we may have some clouds roll in. But still, it looks like it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend, Frank. I'm very excited about that. Currently, it's 47 in New York City.
Wonderful. Any big weekend plans coming up, Juliet?
We have a birthday to go to, and we have my little Winnie is getting her. She's getting, you know, taken care of.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Very nice. Yes, so we won't be seeing her anymore.
Well, she can't have babies.
That's kind of killing her. Lord. All right. Well, yeah. I spend too much time around gangsters. That's what happens.
Apparently.
<All right. laughs> Okay. Quite a bit happening in the news. Well, we've been telling you all about how the Pfizer vaccine has now been approved for children under the age of 16. Reportedly, it's 100% effective. The mayor of the city of New York, Bill de Blasio, said yesterday in a press conference that he will not mandate coronavirus vaccines in public schools for the 2021-2022 school year. During the mayor's press conference yesterday, he was asked by reporters if the city would mandate the vaccine for students and for staff next year. His response, no, across the board.
Governor Cuomo announced yesterday the launch of the Reimagine, Rebuild, Renew campaign. Now, we heard about this when he had announced his state budget a few months back. This campaign is designed to support the state's reopening, you know, essentially boost the economy. That's what they're saying. Now, they're focusing on bringing back the arts. You know, we've already seen that starting in February with these pop-up concerts. And they're focusing on helping kids who can't afford the internet, which is what we saw, sadly, during COVID, where these kids were having to, you know, go outside and try to log on their little computers in strange places like parking lots of Burger Kings and things like that. So he's going to be focusing on that. He's also going to invest in businesses by helping train people, expand apprenticeships and internships, okay, and reform recruitment and promotion policies, which I have a feeling is code for we're going to have a lot more minorities in some of these managerial positions. So, you know, we'll see what's happening there. It's not necessarily a bad thing, of course, but, you know, you start to wonder, is this going to be at the expense of people who are more qualified for the positions?
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works out, that's for sure. It is also going to be interesting to see what happens in Washington, D.C. today. It's decision day for the third highest ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. The GOP is voting on whether to remove Liz Cheney from her leadership position. The Wyoming congresswoman gave a speech last night shaming her colleagues. She claims the nation faces a threat never seen before, pointing the finger at former President Trump. She blames him for the Capitol attack and says he's again trying to convince people the election was stolen. It is believed that if Liz Cheney is removed, she'll be replaced by New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Well, speaking of shaming, shame, 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 the founder of a pro-Trump youth group can't rely on his baby face for sympathy, at least not in the U.S. District courtroom of Judge Valerie Caproni. John Lambert, who founded the college political organization Students for Trump back in 2016, pleaded guilty to fraud back in August. Now, he reportedly posed as an attorney, racking up nearly $50,000 in, quote, legal fees from unsuspecting victims. The 25-year-old claimed to be an NYU law student grad with 15 years of legal experience under his belt, when in reality he hadn't even graduated from college yet. Apparently, he wasn't in it alone either. His co-conspirator in this racket was Students for Trump co-founder Ryan Fournier, who has been a really public face on a lot of different media outlets. He reportedly cooperated with prosecutors, however. The judge on Tuesday called Lambert a cold-blooded fraudster and sentenced him to 13 months in prison.
The Prime Minister of Israel is declaring an emergency after violent riots. Arab and Jewish communities filled the streets of a city near Tel Aviv. Pictures on social media show cars, shops, and synagogues on fire. Riots swept through three other cities with similar attacks. This follows rocket attacks and airstrikes between Israeli forces and Palestinian Hamas militants this week. At least 32 Palestinians and two Israelis have been killed.
Back here at home, the crisis at the border is about to get even uglier, Frank, if that's possible. This is such an awful story. We hear about these things over and over again. So there's a Texas farmer. He's making his rounds on his ranch along the Mexican border over the weekend, and he makes a heartbreaking discovery. Five little girls, including a baby and toddlers. Jimmy Hobbs said that he's lived on the property his entire life, and the border situation, he says, is the worst he has ever seen it. He also issued essentially, an ominous warning. He said, imagine what would have happened to these kids if it was summer and the weather was sweltering. I don't even want to imagine. The 75-year-old and his wife gave the children food and water before they called the Border Patrol. The girls are reportedly at a local Customs and Border Patrol center, along with roughly 21,000 other migrant kids. Mm. Awful.
Well, it's never awful when Sid Rosenberg comes to visit. He is our sports meister, a real expert when it comes to what's happening in sports. And we are counting down the days till Jacob deGrom returns from the disabled list. Hopefully he'll have some insight into that and everything else that's happening with the New York Metropolitans.
Well, we'll start with that. Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Jacob deGrom was placed yesterday, Frankie, on the 10-day injured list. 10 days. He'll be back, that right side tightness. By the way, he joins Brandon Nimmo and J.D. Davis on that same list. So the Mets are pretty beat up, but they still found their way to get past the Orioles in extras yesterday, 3-2. They get their sixth straight win. And once again, the third string catcher has his second walk-off hit in 4 days, the first player ever to get that done.
Two. And Ezeka grounds one down to first. Coming home is Mancini. The slide. Save for the Mets. Win it. Ezeka does it again. He drives home another winning run. The Mets rally for two in the bottom of the ninth, and they beat the Orioles 3-2.
Gary Cohen on the call. SNY Mets get the win. They improve to 17-13. One game better than Philly. 2.5 better than Atlanta. The Yankees, they never beat Tampa Bay, right? They did yesterday. 3-1. Jordan Montgomery pitched a great game. 6 innings pitched, only 1 run. He's now 2-1 and pitching to an ERA of less than 4. And the Yankees had those bombers back. Gary Sanchez, home run number 4. And when Aaron Judge comes to the plate, all rise.
And that one is wrapped into center field and deep. Going back is Phillips, turning, looking, see ya. That was out in an eye blink. And the Yankees lead 1-0.
That's the 8th home run of the year for Aaron Judge. Our good buddy Michael Kay on the call, Yes Network. And the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 3-1. Chapman, his 8th save. Yankees improved to 19-16. Right now they are 2 back of Boston inside the American League East. NBA last night, the Nets get a win. They beat the Bulls 115-107, 21 for Kevin Durant, a double-double for Bruce Brown, 15 points and 10 rebounds. The Nets improved to 21 games over 500. Right now, they're 2 games back of the 76ers for the top spot in the East. The Knicks, not as good. They lose in overtime, 101-99 to the LeBron James-less Lakers. Knicks now fall to 38-31. They're in a 3-way tie with the Atlanta Hawks and Miami Heat for the 4, 5, and 6 spot in the East. Only Miami has secured a playoff spot. The Knickerbockers, though, are right there. Nets back at home tonight hosting the San Antonio Spurs. And it looks like James Harden may be back tonight for the Nets. Sports at 15-45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. America's best built boilers. This is the WABC Early News, and I'm Sid.
Sid, he is, and we've got Joe with the traffic and the transit on the sevens. Joe, how's it looking this morning?
Well, Frank, we've got ourselves a pretty decent day out there. Cross Bronx on the eastbound side, right at the major dig in a disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder, so get over to the left as you come off of the bridge. And then also the Long Island Expressway, a roving pothole crew on the eastbound side between exits 43 and 44. Now, if you're on the southbound side of Route 21 over Newark at Chester Avenue, an accident, 2 lanes are out. Mass Transit in very good shape this morning. So far, so good. And the alternate side of the street parking once again today is in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Up in Frank's business report, you're going to find out about the gas emergency, and it is just that, officially, in some places. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, we're not on the UK's green list to travel, and many travel experts thought that was a move prompted by the State Department's move in April, putting the UK on the do not travel list, but things have changed. What does that mean? We'll tell you coming up.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning after all of the major indexes closed out yesterday in the red to cap a day of wild swings. The NASDAQ lost 2% earlier, eventually weighing the whole market down. Despite being down close to 200 points at one time, the tech-heavy index eventually was able to erase most of those losses. However, the broad markets stayed deep in the hole. At the close, the Dow Jones plummeted 473 points, the S&P 500 was down 36 points, and the NASDAQ lost 12 points to finish the day, and we'll see what happens today. A lot of what's going to be driving the stock market could depend on this situation involving the Colonial Pipeline. The governor of Florida now declaring a state of emergency because of a disruption in the gas supply. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a gas emergency last night, saying the disruption of the Colonial Pipeline poses a significant and immediate threat. The pipeline that stretches across the eastern U.S. was disrupted last Friday by a ransomware attack. Florida's gas supplies were largely unaffected by the outage, but panic buying has been causing local shortages. DeSantis said the Florida National Guard would be activated as needed to help deal with the emergency. The emergency declaration also outlaws price gouging, Juliet?
Well, actually, in the same vein, strong words of condemnation from cybersecurity experts to the White House after senior officials broke from the FBI and instead suggested paying ransomware demands is a decision for the private sector, that they have to make that, kind of put it in their lap. Now, obviously, Frank, you know that contradicts the agency's advice that companies should absolutely avoid paying ransom in these types of situations. Security specialists say payoffs could be the tip of the iceberg, triggering fresh attacks on other companies. The controversy comes in the wake, obviously, of this dark side computer hack against one of the most important fuel pipelines in the United States.
We've been telling you a lot about Elon Musk and Dogecoin, and it looks now like Tesla CEO Elon Musk is considering accepting Dogecoin from people buying his electric cars. He put up a survey on Twitter asking if Tesla should accept the cryptocurrency. Nearly 80% of the first 2.3 million people who voted like the idea. Musk already said he's accepted Dogecoin as payment for next year's SpaceX mission to the moon.
It is never a good sign, Frank, when the feds start dragging in the exes. Investigators, as you know, have been looking into whether Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz engaged in nefarious acts, various nefarious acts, including sex with underage girls, drugs, prostitution, and sex trafficking. CNN reporting authorities are now honing in on Gaetz' ex-girlfriend, who was apparently on hand during a 2018 trip to the Bahamas where some of the naughty business allegedly went down. Meantime, Gaetz's travel buddy Joel Greenberg is coming down to the wire. He is facing a plea deal deadline. That's actually this week. He's expected to plead guilty, and his attorney has suggested that he is ready to turn on his former pal. Gaetz, of course, says that this is an effort by his political enemies to extort him, and he is innocent of all accusations.
More arrests are being made at the border. Last month, the highest total in 20 years, topping 178,000. This comes amidst a surge of illegal immigrants this year, but new data shows fewer children are traveling without their parents. That number fell by about 9% to less than 14,000. Still, more than 20,000 kids remain in the care of Health and Human Services as temporary shelters continue to open up.
All right, well, finally, we have some good news, Frank, when it comes to the planet and our planet's health. Nice. Researchers say forests the size of France or even the size of Montana have regrown around the world since 2000. They studied the tree regrowth all around the world, and they found that about 145 million acres of forests and woodlands replenished themselves in the past 21 years. Trees, of course, store carbon dioxide, and these new ones can hold around altogether 5.9 billion tons of CO2, which is more than the total annual carbon dioxide emissions for our country. But, of course, other countries emit CO2, and experts warn, despite all of this good news, the amount of deforestation is still outpacing the regrowth. So we've got to really start improving on that.
So there's been a lot made about what the police budget should be. There have been movements all over the city and all over the country about defunding the police. Other people running for mayor were talking about refunding the police. Yesterday, here in New York City, was the first budget hearing over the NYPD's 2022 budget. And boy, were there some fireworks. Tensions boiled over between the police commissioner, Dermot Shea, and Councilmember Daniel Drum, the chairman of the committee that was holding these hearings, as they sparred over spending millions more than what was allocated for overtime pay. And Councilmember Drum grilled the commissioner on why the council should approve a $114 million increase. This is a little bit of Commissioner Shea and Councilmember Drum.
So to several points you raised, I mean, to the point about the beatings, that's just factually inaccurate. To the point about you not feeling safe, I feel so. Yes, sir. Well, I'm trying to answer your question.
Right. I just want to respond. I saw what we saw on TV. I saw people being pushed to the ground. I saw people's heads being cracked open. So please don't deny that. That's what we saw. Okay? And you're under oath. You are under oath. So please answer questions honestly.
It got worse from there with Shea firing back at the council member's tone and calling him completely disrespectful.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was going to do a segue into this story, but maybe I'll just keep my mouth shut. Some exciting news from the psychotherapy world. It turns out the party drug ecstasy can help cure PTSD. But before you go running out to buy your glow sticks and your lollipops, Frank, scientists say it's still in the early phases of the research. But essentially, they found that patients that were given the drug, otherwise known as MDMA, before counseling, went into remission 2 months later. An average of 2 months later. In fact, they were twice as likely to experience an end to their post-traumatic stress by taking this MDMA or this ecstasy before they went into their therapy sessions. Researchers say E, as it was called back in my day, seems to help people open up about their trauma without that overwhelming feeling of panic that usually causes them to clam up in the first place. So, there you go.
speaking of using ecstasy, at 5:27, Joe Nolan is ecstatic over the news coming out of this morning. Joe, how are the roads looking this morning exactly?
So bad.
Cross Bronx eastbound at the Deegan, a disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder. Get over to the left now. Route 3 eastbound, all jammed up now, coming up to the Hackensack River Bridge east of Route 120. Only one lane is open. This is for late-running construction. If that's there too much longer, you're going to have a big, big delay eastbound on Route 3. Southbound Route 21, Chester Avenue in Newark, that accident's still there. Two lanes are out. Mass Transit's good, and alternate side-of-the-street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report, a service of Audible. Give us spring a whole new sound with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, and podcasts, including exclusive series. Start a 30-day Audible Plus trial when you sign up at audible.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If you're booking an international vacation, you've got to listen up. I have an important tip to make sure you don't get turned back once you arrive. But first, let's head over to the news desk. Deb has your headline. Hey, Deb.
Hey, morning, Juliet. All right, from the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. A federal judge has dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case, and Judge Harlan Hale announced his decision Tuesday in that case of whether the powerful gun rights group should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York. Lawyers for the state's attorney general, Letitia James, argued the bankruptcy filing was just an effort by NRA leaders to avoid accountability for using the group's coffers as their piggy bank. Now, the ruling leaves the NRA to face a New York State lawsuit that accuses it of financial abuses and aims to put it out of business. The NRA's embattled CEO, Wayne LaPierre, pledged in a statement to continue to fight for gun rights in New York. Well, big changes are in store for the Javits Center over on the west side of Manhattan.
Governor Cuomo is announcing the completion of the Javits Center expansion.
Now it has 200,000 square feet of meeting room space, exhibit hall space, a 54,000 square foot ballroom, the largest in the region.
The Javits Center expansion includes a glass-enclosed rooftop pavilion and a new system for the loading and unloading of trucks. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Well, the ex-husband of a Real Housewives of New Jersey cast member is charged in a new indictment with acting as an accomplice in a 2017 home invasion where the TV star's current husband was beaten with a baseball bat and tied up. A Monmouth County grand jury returned the indictment against Thomas Manzo. He's 56 years old, of Franklin Lakes. He's accused of acting as an accomplice to robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, theft, and other crimes back on May 13, 2017, in connection with a home invasion at Dina Manzo's townhouse on Banyan Boulevard in Holmdel. Bus lanes and protected bikeways will be improved and expanded throughout New York City's five boroughs. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio with the announcement during his briefing yesterday.
To date, 133 miles of protected bike lanes in New York City. We're now going to add a lot more in the course of 2021 to make this city even safer for bicyclists, and we've got more coming.
And 30 miles of protected bike lanes, 28 miles of improved busways are planned. Here's Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, I guess we don't have Fox News. Is that right?
Who needs Fox?
Who needs them when they have us?
That's right.
I'm Juliet Huddy with along with Frank, and we're going to be covering lots of interesting stuff today. In my Jet Set Juliet travel update that's coming up, if you're worried about not getting into... Well, actually, this was from yesterday. Sorry, that's wrong tease. Very, very cool thing. You know that we're giving away a trip to a nurse here on WABC.
So we get to visit a nurse.
No, there is a very, very cool, killer, actually, and compassionate river cruise company that's giving away a trip, or many trips, actually, to not only medical frontliners, but also first responders. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Very nice. And a lot of folks paying attention to what's happening in the Middle East and the mayoral race. And now New York mayoral candidate Andrew Yang, who, according to most polls, is the leading Democratic candidate for mayor, is catching heat from a Muslim community group and from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This comes after Yang announced support for Israel's airstrikes on Palestinians in Gaza after rockets were fired into Jerusalem this week. The community group in Queens pulled its invitation for Yang to attend a Ramadan event yesterday, and the Democratic representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went after him on social media. Yang is probably the front runner in the race to succeed Mayor de Blasio, and he was supposed to help distribute groceries to needy Muslim families last night and yesterday afternoon, but Ocasio-Cortez called it utterly shameful that Yang would even consider showing up to the event after what she called his, quote, chest-thumping statement of support for Israeli military actions.
Well, if the results of this next study are true, I am going to live forever. The new research shows people who simply feel younger than they really are more likely to be healthier. German scientists investigated whether people's subjective age, or the feeling, you know, that we are younger than we actually are, hello, really does have an effect on how we handle stress. People who feel younger, maybe dress younger or act younger, seem to have less damage to their functional health. Those are things like the ability to climb stairs, for instance, because that youthful outlook keeps their stress at bay. So, yeah.
Well, that is good.
See you around in about 100 years.
A Virginia boy is using his love of Pokemon to save his sick puppy. The 8-year-old sold his trading cards to pay for Bruce's Parvo treatment.
Aww.
The family didn't have the $700 needed, so Bryson came up with his own plan. He created a Pokemon card stand on the side of the road. His mom posted a picture of it online, and donations just poured in. Bruce is now getting better, and the extra money raised will go to help other dogs.
The parents of the world-famous Nunuplets have revealed their baby's names, Frank. What is a Nunuplet, you ask?
I'm guessing it's, is it 11?
It's one of nine babies born at one time. Remember I talked about this last week?
Yes, I do.
A 25-year-old woman from Mali gave birth last week to five girls and four boys in a hospital in Casablanca, Morocco, where facilities are a bit safer than her homeland. That's why she was taken there, which was a real surprise to her because the sonograms that she had had throughout the course of her, for treatment only counted seven kids. The little tykes celebrated their first week of life in true Islamic tradition with a religious naming ceremony yesterday. Among the new monikers, Muhammad and Ba, in honor of the president of Mali and the king of Morocco, in gratitude for the help of the two countries and that they gave in helping deliver the baby safely and working together.
That is nice.
Isn't that sweet?
I hope the other seven are named for characters from the movie Casablanca.
I don't think they are. No. They are traditional Islamic names.
More than 100 Republican former officials are reportedly threatening to form a new political party. NBC News reporting that the influential Republicans plan to release a call for reforms within the GOP and will form a new party if change isn't forthcoming. The group will reportedly release a statement tomorrow calling on Republicans to either reimagine a party dedicated to our founding ideals or else hasten the creation of such an alternative. The call for American renewal will include 13 principles the group wants Republicans to embrace. The new effort comes as House Republicans are on the verge of removing Liz Cheney from her leadership role for criticizing former President Trump.
Well, I didn't give Christian the heads up, but we do have a royal alert. A royal alert. This one kind of pulled on my heartstrings a bit, I have to say. The opening of Britain's Parliament is always an occasion of pomp and circumstance, as you know, Frank. But this year, things were a little different. Queen Elizabeth sat alone Tuesday in what was her first major public appearance since the death of her husband of 70 years, Prince Philip. Usually at these events, she will sit next to Prince Philip. Both of them will be on a throne. But royal watchers poignantly noted, for one of the first times in history, the consort's throne, where the husband or wife of the king or queen would sit during the ceremony, was not there. It had been removed. It is not clear whether the late consort's throne will be replaced in future ceremonies, but it's quite sad, actually.
Absolutely.
Brought a tear to my eye.
The end of an era.
Yes.
Well, thankfully, the Joe Nolan era just continues to march on after many, many decades of him doing the traffic, not only on our station, but for a number of great New York radio stations. And we're lucky enough to have him every 10 minutes on the sevens. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Well, we've got... I'm wondering what the other shoe is going to drop. Cross Bronx on the eastbound side of the dig in a disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder. Now, Route 3 eastbound coming into Route 120. Up on the Hackensack River Bridge, only one lane open again. Construction Route 21 southbound at Chester Avenue. That accident continues. Eastbound Long Island Expressway between 43 and 44. They were filling some potholes. That's probably gone by now. We do have a little subway problem. The D and the F, there are some delays at Broadway Lafayette with signal problems and alternate side of the street. Parking rules once again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Well, Frank, it sounds like the federal unemployment program is ending, at least in certain states.
That is what I will have an update on in mere moments.
Wonderful. And I'm going to give you an update on this really cool thing that a river cruise company is doing for first responders and people on the medical front.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Well, the stock market had more wild swings yesterday than a 1970s Elliot Gould movie. It was up, it was down, it was every which way. Ultimately, though, all three major indexes finished down. The S&P 500 down 36 points, the Dow Jones plummeted 473 points, and the NASDAQ lost 12 points. A number of states are indeed ending participation in the federal unemployment benefits program in the hopes of getting people back to work. The extra money started showing up in unemployed Americans' bank accounts last spring when Congress passed the over $2 trillion CARES Act. This was included on top of what states were offering. Folks receiving unemployment insurance often could enjoy more than they could while working. So Montana was the first to do away with the program, as Republican Governor Greg Gianforte said it was keeping people from rejoining the workforce. South Carolina was quick to follow, along with North Dakota, Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas. Missouri and Iowa are also doing away with it, Juliet.
Thank you very much, sir. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. And we also put this info on our 77 WABC accounts on Instagram and Twitter as well. Let's start with some breaking news. This is just mind-boggling. Less than a week after the UK squashed our dreams and announced that Americans were not allowed to visit unless we quarantine for 10 days, the U.S. State Department on Tuesday, yesterday, announced that it was changing its controversial travel advisory ratings with regard to the U.K. So back in April, the agency blew our minds when it added around 80% of countries worldwide to the level 4 do not travel list over coronavirus concerns, including the U.K. It really was a blow because transatlantic air travel is crucial to the travel industry, and the U.K.-U.S. air corridor is, of course, one of the most lucrative. Well, yesterday, the U.S. government announced both the U.K. and Israel will now be downgraded on their travel list. Israel is now at a level 2, meaning exercise increased caution, and the U.K. is level 3, which suggests reconsidering travel. Travel experts felt like the U.S. was left off of the U.K.'s green list because of the fact that we had put them on our level 4 do not travel list. So I don't know. I have a feeling when the U.K. circles back in about 2 weeks to evaluate who can be on their green list again, meaning you can travel to the UK without having to quarantine. The US will be getting the green light. I'm just going with that. Just an aside, I do also find it a bit curious that Israel's travel warning has been lowered, literally just as tensions have begun to boil over. And, you know, the UN is essentially saying there is about to be a war over there. But it's odd timing, to say the least. All right, moving on. So I try to give you advice when it comes to travel, obviously. If you heed anything I've said over the past month, let it be this. Before you depart for your amazing European or African or South American vacation, please do your due diligence when it comes to what each country you're visiting will require of you in terms of testing and proof that you don't have COVID. And that especially applies to countries that you're just transiting through. You know, in the past, John and I would book a trip to, let's say, Paris, but we would do a long layover in Amsterdam on the way there, you know, like a 24-hour layover. It often reduces the cost of the ticket. It was all cool, but things have changed. Transiting through airports to get to your final destination is a lot more complex thanks to all these ever-changing rules and the different rules for different countries when it comes to COVID and tests and stuff like that. So I'm posting a link to an article by The Points Guy on my Twitter account to help you understand a little bit more about this. But the key is keep checking transit requirements every day as you get closer to your flight. You do not want to fly 7 hours or 10 hours only to get turned away. Okay. As you've probably heard, 77 WABC is giving away a free trip to a nurse. You can find out about it on our website, wabcradio.com. And one of the world's coolest river cruise lines is doing something similar. And I really thought it would be nice to give you guys a heads up, especially all you frontline workers, a heads up. And I don't mean just nurses. AMA Waterways is giving out free river cruises for medical professionals and active first responders. Now, river cruises, you probably have heard me talk about this. They're not cheap. So this is a really wonderful thing that they're doing. The sailings are through Europe between this October and December. There are 30 different dates in all and a bunch of really, really cool itineraries, including cruises along the Rhine, the Main, the Moselle, and the Danube rivers. All you have to do is be in one of those two categories. You have to be a first responder, active, or a frontline medical worker. And you have one paying guest in your stateroom. So you're traveling, whoever your guest is, they've got to be paying. Some of these seven-day jaunts include the Christmas markets itineraries, and I took one of these on a different line in 2016. It was one of the most magical experiences of my life. So I'm going to post a link. You can check it out for yourself, but I just want to say bravo to AMA Waterways. It's a great company. Their ships are fantastic. They have amazing itineraries, and this is a huge deal, I think. Really good deal. And that's it. That's your Jet Set Julia travel.
Well, that is an interesting. So are you concerned at all for the prospects of your own trip coming up this summer?
Not really. No. I mean, so we decided just to make things easy that we are just going to fly in to Italy. We're not going to go to any different places, you know, any other countries. So I'm not concerned about it. Right. Not yet. Well, I'm pretty confident at this point.
Somebody that is looking awfully concerned, at least as far as he goes, is Sid Rosenberg.
I am.
Who also has sports for us at 15 and 45 every hour. What's happening, Sid?
We'll get to why I'm concerned later. The sports report is brought to you by our dear friend Pete Morgan, the fine folks at Peerless Boilers, peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. Jacob DeGrom goes on the 10-day injured list for the Mets yesterday, still experiencing that right side tightness. He joins Brandon Nimmo and J.D. Davis on that list. That's the bad news. The good news is the Mets won again, and once again, for the second time in 4 days, they do it in walk-off fashion.
Two. And Ezeka grounds one down to first. Coming home is Mancini. The slide. Save for the Mets. Win it. Ezeka does it again. He drives home another winning run.
Gary Cohen on the call, SNY. The Mets trailed in this one 2-1 in the ninth, but they come back to win it 3-2. They've now won six in a row. Don't look now, Frankie, but your Metsies at 17-13, a first-place team, one game better than Philly, 2.5 better than Arizona. Yankees 1-2, beat Tampa Bay. They never do that. Jordan Montgomery got his second win of the year, went 6 strong, got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge, number 8 for Judge. Beat the Rays 3-1. The Yanks improved to 19-16. They're 2 back of Joe Abud's Boston Red Sox inside the American League East. NBA last night, the Nets get a win, beat Chicago 115-107, 21 for Kevin Durant, a double-double for Bruce Brown. Here was Nets head coach Steve Nash on Kyrie Irving's injury after the win. Yeah? What do you think, Chris? Christian? Hello? Nope. Guess not. Kyrie was injured, had to leave the game. It may be significant. On the other hand, James Harden set to return for the Nets tonight when they take on San Antonio. The Knicks lost in overtime 101-99 to the Lakers. They're now tied with the Hawks and the Heat for the 4th seed in the East. Here's Steve Nash, the Nets head coach, on the Irving injury.
Had no signs of concussion. He had an x-ray, which was inconclusive. So we'll really just have to look again and probably be rescanned and all that when we get home. And we'll take it from there.
And tentatively, the Islanders will start their Stanley Cup postseason a week from today against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
5:47, we've got traffic and transit coming your way every 10 minutes on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Hi, Frank. Eastbound Cross Bronx, Deegan disabled truck. That's off on the shoulder. Eastbound Route 3, east of Route 120, up on the Hackensack River Bridge. Only one lane open again. That because of ongoing road work. Earlier problems on Route 21 in Newark cleared. Delays on the downtown D and F. Alternate side is in effect. This report, a service of Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out the Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need a mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Tell you what's going on with weather coming up after the break. Also, a terrible story that really give parents a pause when it comes to who's chaperoning their kids on school trips.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, from the WABC and the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. 67 degrees today. It's going to be nice. Lots of sun. And that continues on through, essentially, at least from what I can see right now, through Monday. Tomorrow, 70 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Friday, we're going to get up to 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies. 70 degrees on Saturday, mostly sunny skies. We may have some clouds roll in by Sunday and Monday, but still, we're going to have sun, and we will be in the 70s. So we're finally getting to that nice, really beautiful spring weather, Frank. Thankfully. And by the way, it's 47 right now in New York City.
Absolutely. Sounds like some great weather.
Yes.
A lot of you may be interested in hearing a very special presentation that we're bringing to you tomorrow evening. Thursday at 5 p.m., you will get to hear an interview with former President Donald Trump live with Rita Cosby. That's going to be exclusively right here on 77 WABC, 5 p.m. tomorrow, and that it's going to be replayed on Rita's show later that evening. You can listen to Rita Cosby every day, 10 p.m. to midnight. Now, speaking of Republicans in the news, we alluded to the fact that yesterday, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino was going to be appearing on the Bernie and Sid show. He did indeed announce that he is officially running for the governor of New York. He ran against Andrew Cuomo back in 2014. He'll need to make it through a primary this time around with Congressman Lee Zeldin from Long Island also planning on running, and speculation that Andrew Giuliani, the son of our colleague Rudy Giuliani, also considering a run.
Well, this is a terrible story that'll really give parents out there a pause when it comes to who is watching your kids when they go on school trips outside of the area. A 17-year-old British girl, just a beautiful girl, died from sepsis during her school trip to New York City. Now, this happened right before Christmas back in 2019. Anna Uglow was her name, and her classmates from Bristol Grammar School were midway on their U.S. tour when Anna stopped. She started feeling strange. She told her teachers she wanted to go to a doctor because she thought that she had some sort of chest infection. But her parents say the adults ignored her because they didn't want to delay the trip's progress by having to wait around for her at the doctor's office. Well, ultimately, a few days later, she was found the morning of December 19th in her room at the Holiday Inn Express in Midtown, where the group was staying, unconscious and unresponsive. She was taken to Mount Sinai, where she was pronounced dead.
Ugh.
Awful, awful, awful.
Six Flags Frontier City in Oklahoma is banning a woman after security said her shorts were, quote, too short. Bailey Breedlove was allegedly approached by a security officer telling her she needed to buy new shorts from the park because hers were inappropriate. In a TikTok uploaded by Breedlove, she said the situation escalated when she ignored the officer for body shaming her. She was escorted out of the park, and Breedlove has been banned from returning for 5 years.
Wow. Breedlove, that's kind of ironic, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Alrighty, New York tourism officials are positively giddy lately. All you have to do, really, is look around to see foot traffic has picked up around town. Hoteliers say that they are starting to book up, hitting the 50% range in the past few weeks. Museum reservations are picking up as well. People are even moseying down to the FIDE to take pictures in front of the Charging Bull statue. Despite a shooting in broad daylight in Times Square, of course, Mayor de Blasio continues to insist that crime is just a figment of all of our imaginations. But experts say, look, the Big Apple has a mystique that will likely be able to overshadow some of those acts and reports of violence. Fred Dixon is the CEO of NYC and Company. That's the city's tourism agency. And he says we're going to hit about 31 million visitors this year. So feeling good.
Absolutely. Here's some good news for those of you who don't eat meat. A study by the University of Glasgow is proving that vegetarians are healthier than carnivores. The study showed those with plant-based diets are overall healthier than meat eaters, regardless of age, weight, smoking habits, and alcohol consumption. So vegetarians who smoke or drink may actually remain healthier because they avoid the cholesterol intake of red and processed meats.
I don't know what this guy eats, but he certainly seems to be healthy. A Zimbabwean man has revealed the secret to his incredible number of offspring, 151 children to be exact. Would you like to hear what that secret is?
Yes.
Sex. A strict schedule of sex 4 times a day with his 16 wives. The 66-year-old says he doesn't have a job, not a normal one. At least his career is all about the babes and the babies. He says he needs to get cracking though on that 17th wife and maybe an 18th while he's at it, because the older ones, he says, aren't really up to the daily grind anymore, so to speak.
Well, how does he pay for all of them?
I have a feeling they're working.
My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, he's got it made, hasn't he?
That's for sure. 101-year-old Auschwitz survivor is proclaiming himself the happiest man on earth. Speaking on the Today Show yesterday, Eddie Jaku says where there's life, there's hope. The author of the novel The Happiest Man on Earth said in his 2019 TED Talk that hate is a disease that will destroy you in the process. He asked listeners not to forget the atrocities of Jewish persecution, but to always choose happiness, as life can be beautiful if you make it beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful, it's one of the most picturesque properties in the country. It's called the Climbing Arrow Ranch. It's in Montana. It is a stunning 80,000-acre site, one of the largest undeveloped ranches in the Rocky Mountains, in the western Rocky Mountains. And if it rings any bells, well, you are perceptive. It was used as the backdrop for the 1992 Robert Redford film, A River Runs Through It. Yes, now you probably won't find Brad Pitt there, but the four-county spot, it literally spreads over four counties, is known for bull elk and trout hunting and nearly 2,000 commercial Black Angus cattle. Unfortunately, I guess it's trout fishing, right? Not hunting. unfortunately, you probably won't be able to visit. It just sold in a tense bidding war for $136 million after less than a week on the market.
A NASA spacecraft is detecting an unidentified hum in interstellar space more than 14 billion miles from Earth. The faint but constant humming was detected by the Voyager 1 spacecraft after 4 decades of traveling into space. The Voyager 1 is the most distant human-made object in space. One scientist says this discovery is a never-before-seen glimpse of the interstellar environment. Scientists say the data recovered would help better understand the mysterious environment beyond our solar system.
One more quick story before we get to Joe. The trailer for the new limited Stephen King series, Lisey's Story, is out, and it may ring a few bells for some of our listeners. The film stars Julianne Moore and Clive Owen, And many of the scenes were filmed in the Garden State, including the historic Van Leeuw Seidem House, I think that's how you pronounce it, in Franklin Township. The first two episodes come out June 4th, followed by a new episode every Friday.
5:57, we get new episodes of Traffic every 10 minutes from Joe Nolan, who's got it on the sevens. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Well, Crossbox, we still have that problem, right? The major dig in a disabled truck. It's off on the right shoulder, not really causing a delay coming inbound at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels also in pretty decent shape at this point. No real major issues on Route 3 now. The earlier construction is out of the way at Route 120. Southbound D and F train still with some problems at Broadway Lafayette. There were earlier signals and alternate side is in effect. The supportive service of Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out the Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need a mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Ramsey Mazda weather, 67 today. Oh, I wish it was 77. It is going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful from today through probably Monday. Lots of sun, nice warm temperatures hovering right around the low 70s. It's looking absolutely beautiful. Currently right now in Huntington on Long Island, it is 46 degrees, Frank.
And Panic at the Pump is sending four states into an emergency. I'll tell you which states those are. And millions of parents are hoping they can get their kids vaccinated. I'll tell you what that means for you and their children. YouTube is throwing money at its new short-form video product. I'll tell you how you can be the new YouTube millionaire.
Ooh.
Sid Rosenberg is going to give us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show and some highlights of the Mets' phenomenal victory in last night's ball game, in spite of the fact that several of our pitchers are on the disabled list.
Well, also speaking of Sid, he loves the Real Housewives just like I do. And Deb had mentioned this a little while ago, but I wanted to talk about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Dina Manzo, who now goes by her married name, a new married name, she was one of the original stars of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And her ex-husband is really in some big trouble. He has been indicted, and we'll talk about that along with more sports, weather, and traffic updates for you. And Frank, I've got some other stuff, including a story about they call him the Scooby-Doo burglar, and I'm going to tell you what that's all about.
Sounds like there's somebody wearing a mask that I'd like to see their actual identity.
You are crazy. How did you know that?
I'm a fan of the series.
All right. All right. Well, there you go. Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking
about. Fox News Radio is next.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. We're taking you until 6:30 in the Bernie and Sid show. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Yes, it'll be up at 6:15. Deb, as you heard, is following breaking news. And Christian and Gabby are at the controls. We're going to be talking today about the Scooby-Doo burglar. I don't understand the Scooby-Doo part, but you can explain that to me. And also, she was an OG member of the Real Housewives of New Jersey cast, but she has had a dramatic life over the last few years since she's left the show. We're going to talk about her ex-husband and the trouble that he's in.
Three more states are declaring emergencies after thousands of gas stations run dry. Florida, Georgia, and Virginia are all following the lead of North Carolina. A surge in panic buying has led to shortages and long lines after a cyber attack shut down a major pipeline Friday. The government assures there's enough gas, pleading with drivers to stop hoarding. The pipeline's 5,500-mile system is expected to restart later this week.
Let's restart traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. He is up to tell us how things are looking. Things were nice earlier today.
Yeah, still aren't pretty much. As you head eastbound on the Cross Bronx, we've got that problem at the Deegan, a disabled truck. It's off on the right-hand shoulder. It's in the process of being responded to. It's going to probably be there for a while, but he's not bothering anybody, so he's off on the side of the roadway. Other than that, inbound Long Island Expressway building up normally as you come out of Nassau County and into the city, and then again around the area of Queens Boulevard. If you're traveling up and down the Jersey Turnpike, looking pretty good there. Same thing out onto 80 and 280 and 287 in New Jersey. Inbound Lincoln Holland, George, all with minor delays, and all alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect today. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it is going to be a very nice day, just like yesterday. Maybe a little bit warmer. We're going to get up to 67 degrees, and we won't have the winds that we had yesterday, which weren't so bad, actually. They actually felt kind of nice. We'll get up to, again, 67 degrees today, but we're getting up to 70 degrees with mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Friday, 72 degrees. Again, mostly sunny skies, and the sun will just continue to stick around through Saturday, possibly through Sunday. And Monday as well, 70s all of those days. So over the next 5 days, it's going to look really, really nice. You could go out. You can plan your outdoor activities. It'll be perfect. Right now, it is 47 degrees in New York City.
Governor Cuomo says coronavirus vaccinations for children aged 12 to 15 could start as early as tomorrow in New York State. The state is still waiting for the green light from CDC officials who are meeting today on the matter. If full federal approval comes before the start of the school year, Cuomo says requiring the vaccine for all students will be a legitimate topic of discussion. Meanwhile, Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City will not require students nor teachers to get the vaccine in order to return to school in the fall. The mayor says schools have done really well with the virus even before the vaccine was available.
All right, Frank. Please school me. I'll give this guy credit. It was definitely clever. A black man is accused of committing 30 burglaries in the LA area. Could be actually more. While dressed up as a white guy, complete with fake hair, glasses, and a creepy lifelike mask. Lifelike mask. Cops pulled Rakeem Powell over in Beverly Hills on May 2nd, and that's when they found the suspicious disguise. At a search of his home later, they found a bunch of the stolen booty, connecting him to dozens of break-ins dating back to last April. They're calling him the Scooby-Doo burglar. Now, why the Scooby-Doo burglar? I don't get that part.
So you clearly did not watch Scooby-Doo.
I did.
So how
I remember the dog.
Every episode,
well,
and Shaggy. Right, the dog was Scooby. So how did every episode of Scooby-Doo end?
With the credits?
No, well, before the credits. No, so
I don't recall.
So at the end, one of the gang, usually Velma, would reveal, they would catch the criminals, the burglar or whomever was at large, and they would say they would reveal their true identity. So the ghost was revealed to be old man whoever.
I don't remember that part. But again, that was 51 years ago. So
the werewolf that had terrorized the small community was nothing more than a crook.
Right.
You know, I mean,
Gotcha.
It's never who you think it is.
Okay. So that would I probably buried it. It's probably PTSD for me, but probably freaked me out as a kid.
Well,
just thinking that anybody near me could be, you know,
not who
murderous.
They seem. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's next?
All right. Well, I was hoping we could continue the Scooby-Doo discussion, but...
Well, I'm happy to talk about the Real Housewives if you'd like.
No. let's move on.
Okay.
New York City Streets Week initiative continues. The city says 28 miles of busway and bus lane are being added or improved upon throughout the city. That includes a new busway on Archer Avenue in Queens and a completed busway on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue. Five new bike boulevards totaling 30 miles are also set to be finished by the end of the year with a goal of improving bicyclists' safety. It comes a day after Bill de Blasio announced the city would be lowering speed limits on city streets while the NYPD picks up patrols on roadways. The mayor himself was out riding a bike yesterday to commemorate the announcement.
I'm going to speak really slowly so that Sid hears this on his way in. We haven't seen or heard much about her in recent years, but Dina Manzo, who actually now goes by her new married name, Dina Canton, she was once an OG, an original member of the Real Housewives of New Jersey cast, but it is her ex-husband that has been getting all the attention lately. Thomas Manzo has been indicted in a violent home invasion attack at his ex's townhouse. It happened about 4 years ago at her townhouse in Holmdel, New Jersey. The 56-year-old Thomas Manzo is accused of being an accomplice to James Minello, who'd previously been indicted back in 2019. Now, the former reality star and her now husband told police back then that two men were waiting inside their home attacked them as they walked inside. The now husband was attacked with a baseball bat. The couple was bound with zip ties while the suspect stole jewelry, including her engagement ring. Both men now face charges of robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, criminal restraint, and a weapons offense. Manzo is also charged with stalking his ex and her husband. And again, Dina now goes by the name of Dina Canton, so we call her Dina Canton now.
Any reaction or inside dope on that one, Sid?
I do have inside dope, but I can't talk about it.
Oh, come on.
A good friend of mine, two police officers from Homedale, showed up at her house last week and looking for more information, which she didn't have any. She had nothing, obviously, nothing. Mm. She still talks to Dina all the time. But anyway, this is, I don't think he's going to be innocent despite the lawyer's charges. I think he did it, but we'll see.
Well, I mean, he is charged with stalking his ex and her husband. So, I mean, I think that kind of leads one to believe that perhaps he would be the one involved with this.
They're claiming that this is just one big, if she wasn't a reality star, this wouldn't be a story.
Mm. Oh, really? Somebody getting hit with a baseball bat and a bunch of things being stolen from your home in a home invasion isn't a big story?
I'm with you 100%.
Please.
with four no-hitters so far this year, it's always news when somebody hits something with a baseball bat.
See what you did there? Very good.
Very nice, Frank.
All right, before we get to sports with Sid Rosenberg at 6:15, YouTube is throwing money at its new short-form video product. The company will use a $100 million fund to pay those who make the popular videos for its Shorts product. The goal is to bring in more users and more creators.
And speaking of creators, Sid Rosenberg. We call him Sid with the sports
she
update.
She was this close to saying, speaking of users.
I immediately stopped. That was inappropriate.
Okay. No, that's not true. It works sometimes. We will do sports here, though. We'll start with the Mets. And, of course, Frank is a big Met fan.
First
place New York Mets. Six consecutive wins. And for the second time, Frankie, in 4 days, they win it in very exciting walk-off fashion with the third-string catcher becoming the first player ever to win two games in his first four outings.
Two. And Ezekiel grounds one down to first. Coming home is Mancini. The slide.
Such a great call, Gary Cohen, SNY. 3-2, the Mets beat the Orioles. The Mets have now won six in a row. They are in first, like Frankie said, 17-13, one game better than Philly, 2.5 better than Atlanta. Jacob DeGrom did go on the 10-day injured list, right side tightness. He joins Brandon Nimmo and J.D. Davis. Yankees 1-2. They beat the Rays. Yankees beat the Rays. How about that, New York? Only the sixth time in their last 24 chances. Beat the Rays 3-1 behind a strong outing from Jordan Montgomery. Six big innings, two home runs, two for the Yankees. Gary Sanchez has hit number four, and anytime Aaron Judge comes to the plate, all rise.
And that one is wrapped into center field and deep. Going back is Phillips, turning, looking, see ya. That was out in an eye blink, and the Yankees lead 1-0.
Michael Kay on the call, SNY. Yanks again win it 3-1. That's home run number 8 for Aaron Judge. The Yankees improved to 19-16. They've won 8 out of 10, and they're now just 2 games behind Joseph Abboud's Boston Red Sox inside the American League East. Today, Mets will host the Orioles in Queens at 12:10. Yankees in Tampa Bay. First pitch, 7:10 later on tonight. NBA, the Knickerbockers lose a tough one in overtime. They lose 101-99 to the Lakers. And Knicks are now in a three-way tie at 38-31 with the Hawks and the Heat trying to get the 4 seed inside the East. Only Miami has secured a playoff spot in that one. The Nets got a big win last night. They beat Chicago 115-107, 21 for Kevin Durant, a double-double for Bruce Brown. And the Nets are the 2 seed inside the East, 2 back of Philadelphia, and 1 game better than Milwaukee for the 3 seed. James Harden could be back tonight for the Nets as Brooklyn hosts San Antonio on Flatbush Avenue. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They're America's best-built boilers. Sports at 15 and 45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
You are indeed. And some people are known only with one word. One of those people happens to be Trump. And Donald Trump will be doing a live interview on our radio station tomorrow at 5 p.m. exclusively with Rita Cosby. You're definitely going to want to be able to listen to that. And there's no telling what he's going to say, especially in light of this vote that's going to take place with Liz Cheney today. And then you can hear a replay of that on Rita's show when it starts at 10 p.m.
He bashes Joe Biden for being the coward that he is in this Israel-Hamas controversy.
All of this. Let's not get political on this show.
I know, I can't help it. Israel's my country.
Your friend Alan Dershowitz was defending President Biden on Israel yesterday.
No, he wasn't, was he?
He was. He was on the Cats Roundtable. Gave a full-throated defense. But nothing like the full-throated defense that the Gowanus is about to get from Joe Nolan. Am I right, Joe?
You're the Gowanus. Sid's always asking me about that belt. If you're traveling out onto the Gowanus Expressway coming inbound again, just the usual stuff, 65th Street all the way on up to the Brooklyn Bridge on the BQE. It's just that stop-and-go stuff. Also, as you travel out onto the Belt Parkway, no incidents, at least not yet. But again, a lot of slow traffic as you start to get through Kennedy Airport. Crossbox eastbound at the Deegan, a disabled truck off on the right shoulder. Queensbound Throgs Neck, a new construction pattern. And that's slowing everybody down as you come out of the Bronx and down into Queens. Now, mass transit's good. Alternate side is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed. Indeed.com. Whether you hire one person or hire up a storm, you can count on Indeed. Indeed has 135 skill tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7th. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. I mean, there's really nothing detailed to say except for starting today through probably Sunday, maybe even Monday, we're going to have beautiful temperatures hovering right around the 70s, maybe high 60s at worst, and lots of sun, at least through Sunday. And we're going to have beautiful skies today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, maybe the clouds will come in a bit. Same thing for Monday, but the sun will still stick around. I think it's going to be an absolutely lovely next few days. Great time to plan outdoor activities. Right now, it is 47 degrees, and the sun is starting to peak out in New York City.
Inflation figures for April are due today, and analysts expect to see the pace slowing. They're forecasting a 0.3% rise over March, when prices were up 0.6%. Year over year, the experts predict the annual rate of inflation at 3.8%, up from 2.6% in April. The numbers will be out at 8:30 this morning. We're also keeping an eye on the stock market today. All three major indexes were down yesterday. And for today, Wall Street futures are falling again after the Dow's worst day since February. Dow futures are down 136 points. S&P 500 futures are down 1675. And NASDAQ futures are off 8125. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 473 points, Julia.
All right. Well, it is time for Sid to join us to tell us what's happening on the Bernie and Sid show starting at 6:30. Hello, Mr. Sid.
Good morning, Juliet. We right now, believe it or not, no guest today. We have so much to discuss between what's going on in the city, obviously, and that Israeli Hamas situation, which is getting worse by the day. So we have a lot of stuff to discuss. And plus, later on this morning at Columbus Circle, here I'm going to fight for the Italians. I fight for everybody, Jews, Italians, you name it. I'm going to join Arthur Idala and Joe Tacopina and Bo Deedle and Joe Frada and a host of others, thousands of others, outside Columbus Circle, where, of course, the effort is to make Bill de Blasio reverse this ridiculous decision to stop celebrating Columbus Day and instead celebrate whatever they call it, Indigenous people, Italian heritage, nonsense. So that's coming up later on this morning. But in terms of guests on the Bernie and Sid show today, very light because there's so much to discuss going on in the city and in the world today. Frank, you're not going to be there, Columbus Circle, right?
I am not. I would like to be there, and I have a lot of friends that are going, but I do have to sleep occasionally. And 11 a.m. is usually that's the hour
sleeping.
Or two that I'm always asleep.
That's your prime time sleep time.
So, again, yeah. I'm no lack of enthusiasm for Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, I feel like there is.
No, it's not. I mean,
Juliet, if it was so important to him, you do find a way every now and then on a Friday, for example, to enjoy a few drinks.
Well, no, but that's the difference.
Clearly, that's the priority.
No, stop.
No, but hold on one second. I do have to say, Frank does have 4.5 How many hours? You've got 4 hours of the other side of
right.
Monday.
Right. So a total of 5.5 hours.
So you can, you can riff on this kind of stuff. But I have really no time to give my opinions at all. So I probably should be showing up to this event, especially because I've got the Fattoruso, part of my life.
You should.
I know.
I mean, you're Italian. You go to Italy.
I know, but that's probably, that's why I feel that it's just by the fact that I go to Italy all the time and I support the Italians. I feel like it's cool if I don't go.
Well, yeah, you've already shown how much you love the Italians. That's true. But
we're moving there.
So you're
going to
be there at 11 o'clock, Sid.
Will I be there at 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Well, I mean, my show ends at 10, so it's not that difficult for me to be there. So.
Well, so you are going to be there at 11 o'clock.
Well, I said it's not that difficult for me to be there. Well, I was going to go today, and then I came to the realization, like you said this morning.
Wait, do you hear this?
I do.
He's giving me a hard time for not being there.
But see, here's the funny thing. When he does. He said this yesterday. He will engage in fraud, but then when you call him out, he will admit that he's engaged
in
fraud.
That's 100%. I was today on my way to help the Italian people, and I came, and of course I realized that my people are under attack. So now I have to go to Gaza instead of Columbus Circle.
That's going to be a quick trip, though. But did you hear my Jet Set Juliet thing?
Yes, but you have not once in your Jet Set Juliet, which was great today, and it's very nice that they're doing, by the way, what was it? The rail thing? What did you say? They were giving away free trips.
Oh, yeah. It's the cruises.
Cruises, right. But never once have you talked about what kind of vaccination proof I need to go to the Gaza Strip.
Not true. To the Gaza Strip. I have talked about Israel opening its borders many times, actually. But I don't know that I said specifically what they are requiring. I usually just say, you got to go and look it up on their embassy site.
Gotcha.
But obviously weird time for the State Department to lower the travel advisory for Israel, considering, the place is being blown apart.
I think they're going to probably change that in the next couple of days.
I'm guessing they probably need to. It's a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a concern. I mean, my sister-in-law's family is all over there, and a lot of them are in that area, which is...
Oh, that's right. John's wife. That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
John's wife is Juliet.
No, her brother, John.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. My brother John and his wife Sarah, who is Israeli, and a lot of her family members live in that area.
So, speaking of the Middle East situation, I did really enjoy your interview yesterday, Sid, with Rob Astorino, where he announced his bid for governor. We played clips of it last night on The Other Side of Midnight. Great stuff. It is interesting that Andrew Yang is getting so much heat from AOC and a lot of other progressive elements for his support of Israel. Do you think this could cost him his front runner status in the Democratic primary in New York City?
No, I think he knows he needs that side of the Jewish vote. And I don't believe that any of these guys do anything that's not calculated. I really don't. So I think in this case, Andrew Yang figured out these are going to mean votes. And I'm going to do this. Not that he doesn't like the Jewish people. I don't know Andrew Yang well enough to make that statement. But everything they do is very, very calculated. So I would imagine this is all about getting the vote. Is that fair?
It sounds reasonable to me.
I've never seen Andrew Yang show up with me and Dov Hyken, for example, at the New York Times building when we had our issues, at SNL when we had our issues, at any of those spots. I didn't see Andrew Yang.
Well, you've also never seen Andrew Yang vote in a mayoral election before, but he's going to be voting this year.
Very good point.
So, all right. Thank you for the update of who's going to be on today.
You're
and
welcome.
The shaming of us not showing up to the Italian.
Well, I still may go. Well, you'll have to listen tomorrow to the same exact segment to find out if, in fact, I do go. By the way, this coming up segment is brought to you by Pete Morgan and the fine folks at Peerless Boilers. Follow them at peerlessboilers.com. They do build America's best boilers.
All right. The Bernie and Sid Show coming up at 6:30. That should be really, really something. Big story today is gas emergencies. All over the country, people are lining up. Prices are going up. Lines are through the roof. And some gas stations are reporting dwindling gas supply all over the East Coast. So it's a tough situation gas-wise.
Yeah, and I haven't spoken with my father-in-law and stepmother-in-law. I hate saying stepmother-in-law. Mother-in-law, Freddie and Franny, because they are supposed to be driving down tomorrow to their place that they're selling in Delray. I'm thinking driving is probably not the best idea
from
unless
New
they've
York?
Got a whole bunch of gas cans with them.
They're going to drive down from New York?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think that's a very good idea. Maybe they need to table this for a little while.
I think that's probably wise,
yeah.
At least until after Friday.
Well, also, they need to be there for support for Winnie. you know, she is going in for the operation.
Naturally. A gentleman that needs all the support he could get has the traffic and transit on the sevens.
No
for
operations
you.
That we know of.
None that we
at least
know of.
For the foreseeable future.
Is Joan Nolan, and then the Bernie and Sid show is coming up at 6:30. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow starting at 5. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Frank, Juliet, have a good day. Crossbox eastbound to Deegan, a disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder. Queensbound Throgs Neck Bridge, new construction pattern. That's causing delays back into the Bronx. If you're southbound New York State Thruway, getting off of Tuckahoe Road, a disabled tractor trailer. And inbound at Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, George Washington Bridge. Well, at the Holland, there's a 10 to 15 minute delay. The rest are in pretty good shape and alternate side again today. In effect, mass transit right on or close to schedule. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.